So exactly how do you look at this opportunity and the potential that's here?
Well, as far as I know, I mean, obviously Lawrence is here and I know he's the guy here, so we'll just take it 1 week at a time or however long I'm here. I guess I respect Lawrence. I've known him for a while now, and we'll just see how it goes.
So do you look at it more as a competition that you may have to beat him out when he's healthy, or do you look at it that they may keep two kickers, one as a kickoff specialist?
To be honest, I've only been here 24 hours. I haven't really thought about it. I obviously haven't even practiced with the team yet, so we'll kind of see how it goes. I think as of right now, I'm just kind of here while he's injured. If I do a good enough job, then I might put a thought in the coach's mind, but as of right now, I'm just kind of practice and see what happens.
Do you find it odd that you've been in the league 4 years and never kicked a field goal in an NFL game?
I do. part of that is obviously because I've been with John in Carolina. It's been good for me to be around the league for 4 years and learn from someone like him, and I was with Matt Stover prior to that in Baltimore. So, I've learned a lot. I did kick field goals in practice and stuff like that, but I would like the opportunity in a game, but right time, right place. So.
Wait, have you not even done any preseason games?
I have. I did preseason in Baltimore both years I was there. Did it with the Vikings last year, although I never really got a field goal opportunity, just PATs. And then I was a full-time kicker in NFL Europe, which is obviously not the real NFL, but it was game experience. So.
With kickoffs in the 35 now, mm-hmm. What would you think your percentage could be with touchbacks?
Hopefully pretty good. Again, a lot of it has to do with weather and time of year. I know it gets cold here, assuming I'm here, but obviously the 5 yards for me is a big difference. My bad kicks will still land a couple deep. My good ones hopefully go back in the end zone, so hopefully the percentages go up, but you never know. I just got to try and make sure I make good contact, and the rest will take care of itself.
I mean, would it be realistic to think you could get half of them?
Hopefully, yeah. I mean, the first year I was in Carolina, that was kind of my goal. I know my percentages end zone reach were over 50%. It was just a matter of whether guys brought it out or not, different returners and different game plans from other teams. So.
You're being very careful not to say that you're competing for this job. Is that because Lawrence is a friend of yours, or...?
No, I mean, Lawrence and I are good friends. I honestly don't know what my role here is, whether it's till the end of this week or whether it's end of preseason or what. I'm literally here just to kick balls in practice, and if he gets healthy and it turns into a competition, then that's the way it goes. But as of right now, I'm just kind of existing.
Is it in your head? Are you thinking maybe I could win this job?
Sure. I mean, you never go into anything without thinking that you can potentially go after something, but again, it's a matter of whether the coaches want to turn into competition or whether they just want me here to kind of help out. So,
how much time during the kickoffs have there been strategy involved, or has it just been, hey, just boot this thing through the end zone, because you obviously have a cannon?
Sure. Everything in special teams, there's obviously a goal. My goal is obviously to kick it as hard as I possibly can. I've kind of obviously got the title of kickoff specialist. I don't know where that came from. I like to think of it as a driving range pro, where I just pick out a driver and just hit it as hard as I can. It doesn't matter where it goes. But I have a tendency to have a certain kick that is my strongest kick, which favors the right side. Obviously, I'm not hiding anything there. I know most of the guys over the last 4 years, if they charted up my kicks, I think maybe kicked 10 balls left, and that was probably wind helping. So, yeah, I mean, I step up there and try and unleash it, I guess. If I hit a bad ball, then it's still, as long as directionally it's okay and what the coaches want, then we're all right. So.
Not having seen you much, if at all, are you more of a line drive kicker to get that distance, or can you get the hang time if necessary, maybe even short it up a bit?
Yeah, no, my first goal is hang time. Just because if I don't catch it as cleanly, at least it's given the guys an opportunity to get down there. If I hit it exactly where I want to, I get both. But I try and err on the side of hang time just purely because you know, you got to think about the other 10 guys on the field running down there as opposed to just me hitting the ball. So if I can get both, then we're okay. Line drive, it doesn't matter. If you hit a line drive 5-6 deep, the guys are so good, they're bringing it out anyway. So you've got to try and, if you can put it 5-6 deep with hang time, it makes them think about it. And it changes a lot for the coverage too. So.
When the league posted signing here a couple, or last offseason?
I was, yeah. It's funny, this is my kind of my third trip here. I had a workout here in 06, I believe, after the season. And then last year, the Giants were talking to me at the same time Minnesota were. And I certainly didn't grow up in Minnesota, as you can tell by the accent. But I lived there for 8 years. That was kind of my second home. Helped a little bit with the decision as one thing, but I'm back again, I guess, so third time's a charm, I suppose.
It's also indoors.
Yeah, Minnesota was, yeah, it was the Metrodome, although halfway through the season it wasn't technically indoors anymore, was it? So.
When the league moves up the kickoff 5 yards, are you thinking that they're phasing me out, or are they making me more valuable, or what?
You could split it both ways. It kind of takes away from the two kicker rule that Carolina had, and obviously they ended up changing that this year with getting rid of John and myself and bringing a guy who can do both. It could help my value just because another 5 yards is another 5 yards, you know. So it's either or, to be honest. It depends on the coaching staff, it really does. So
which one do you think it is? Do you think it's gonna help your value, or do you think it's gonna hurt your value?
I don't know. I mean, if I can kick some field goals, then it's certainly going to help. But I mean, that's just, it's one of those things you can't really, like I said, it's coaching staff, and if they want to carry a guy for kickoffs, then obviously it's going to help.
How much did you report before yesterday in your tryout? Will you tell us where you kicked from?
For kickoffs?
And field goals.
We kicked 7 field goals. I went 100%. It was inside, it was friendly to us, the weather was good. So, yeah, I went 7 for 7, and then I think we kicked 4 kickoffs.
And how far was the furthest field goal?
51, maybe, something like that.
And are all your kickoffs going beyond the end zone?
Yeah, I think my worst one was 7 deep. Okay. I mean, it's early in the season, everybody's fresh. So the other guys kicked really well as well. So it was kind of a coin toss, and I guess I got it, so I'm here.
Where were you right now? Where's home? Where are you playing?
Tampa. I'm living in Tampa. I've been there 4 years. Wife and I are down there, and it's actually a lot nicer up here right now. It's cooler, so.
So does Man United repeat?
No. Chelsea's going to win this year. Got to have Chelsea, right?